This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And joining us today, Chip Clough, the Recruitment and Retention Coordinator for the Glide Rural Fire Protection District. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time and the opportunity.
So what do you do as a Recruitment and Retention Coordinator?
Well, recruit and retent. No, basically, there's several volunteer fire departments in the area, and all of them are looking to bring in volunteers. Unfortunately, they don't have the time as volunteers to focus on that type of a program. So there is a FEMA grant that was out there to hire a full-time person for 4 years to start out and develop a program that will carry on after that four-year period when they're gone. And that's what I do. I do multimedia, thus being here with you. News Review and their experts have also worked on a media campaign for us that you all will hear about and see, hopefully, video and radio ads coming out. And get out to the public and try to get them to realize the value of what we have as a volunteer fire department. And it's not specifically Glide. I believe that Looking Glass and North Douglas also have recruitment and retention coordinators coming on, and it's a really important type feature to be able to go out to your neighborhoods and those communities and try to let them understand the value. And really, it's not a time restriction, it's just a matter of value.
You know, one of the things about the rural areas, and really in Oregon overall, I mean, a majority of the firefighters are volunteers, and that's something that people that don't always think about until they're the one making the phone call.
That's correct. About 80% of the firefighters or fire departments in the state of Oregon are volunteer, and that's pretty much symptomatic of the whole country and the world for that matter. We get a lot of people coming in from different countries who are with volunteer departments. And it's a very unique feature in one end and then common on the other. A lot of people don't realize that the majority of people out there with firefighting skills are volunteers.
So if somebody is interested, obviously there's a lot of complexities to this. When you get the call, when the bell goes off, however you're communicated with, you've got to be able to be flexible if you're on at that particular period of time. And so it isn't necessarily for everybody with certain types of work, but how do people get trained? What's the process to becoming a volunteer firefighter?
Okay, well, there's a little bit of difference between volunteers and paid. Obviously, paid are always there. They're always training. Volunteers, we try to require at least one night a week that we can actually have about 2 hours, and we go over firefighting skills and EMS skills, because obviously EMS is the majority of your calls as well as your responsibility as a fire department. So we balance the two and provide training. We do, matter of fact, we're having a Firefighter 1 Academy starting up in January at the Glide Fire Department. This is going to be something we just worked out with DPSST, which is the state certification process for the state of Oregon, and it would result in a professional NFPA certification as a Firefighter 1. It trains you on all aspects of firefighting and some EMS skills as well. So it's ongoing all the time.
So you're really recruiting both for volunteers and for paid firefighters then?
Unfortunately, not for paid. We're willing to prepare people to be a paid firefighter. We have several folks right now that are going through the UCC Fire Science Program, for their degree program, and they're in our department. And hopefully when they graduate and they spend a little more time in our department to get some of the skills necessary, they'll move on to a paid department. But no, primarily volunteer. We have two paid positions right now, mine being a grant paid position and our chief.
And what have you learned being there yourself?
Oh, my Lord. The diversity of folks, absolutely amazing. Well, we have all veterans represented. We have Coast Guard, Navy, Army, Marines, Air Force. I'd like to see if anybody's out there for the Merchant Marines and National Guard. Be interested. That'd be kind of a full boat to have. We have engineers. We have software engineers. We have all sorts of folks that are there. So that diversity and the ability to take that mindset of something that is totally off-related and put it into the fire ground type operations is huge. There was a case up in New England where they had a 300-pound person that was in a second story. They the stairs were shot. They couldn't bring them out. Well, they rigged up a ladder and a stove slitter so that they could actually lift the person out the second story window, lower the ladder to the ground, and the person was completely horizontal in that stove slitter all the way to the ground. It was an engineer of a volunteer fire department that came up with that idea. So that type of stuff, out of the box thinking, is huge. That's an advantage, I think, for a lot of the volleys.
And it's obviously not as easy as it looks on television.
No. A lot more complex. Again, a lot more muscle memory from drilling all the time. But more importantly, there's a lot of science involved in it. We have a high school program that we work with, and we bring some students in from the Glide High School. And one of the guys goes, it looks pretty simple. So I hit him with a couple scenarios of how, well, something could change really quick. How do you handle that? And he goes, wow, I didn't realize that. It's that type of thing to where you learn as much as you can about this. There is a lot of science involved in some of this, but most of it is muscle memory, knowing your equipment and knowing how that works.
And if you are dealing with someone that you need to get ready to be transported, even things as basic as the right way to lift them or help them get up and things like that, so you don't end up getting injured yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those cross benefits. When you talk about volunteer, you hear a lot of those signs out there saying we need volunteers. And what I try to get is the other side of that coin of saying what we can provide to our volunteers. And some of that is this common everyday thing. I mean, raising a ladder. Most everybody does it around their home. How do you do it properly? Lifting. You know, how do you lift up things? These are things that we practice all the time and that we do in different adverse conditions that help us really hone in on those elements that really make that fundamentally safe. Risk is in everything we do, obviously. We're some dangerous environments. But knowing how to handle that risk, and more importantly, realizing the fact you're going into a situation where people, it's not even risk, they're at jeopardy. Their lives are at stake, and you have the knowledge base of going in and reducing that risk in that same environment to be able to help them, who it's just an incredible feeling, an incredible opportunity.
And you've got situations where multiple things, multiple dangers present themselves. You've got a house on fire, but a person that isn't very mobile, and you're trying to, you know, you've got to deal with both situations at the same time that quick.
And not uncommon. Recently, there was a case that we ran into that was very similar to that. So, yes, you run into those complexities all the time. And again, it's the value of being able to get out there working with a volunteer organization such as a fire department. And again, be it Glide, if you're in the area, we certainly have some incentives that are worthwhile for y'all. But even wherever you're at, look for a local department, see what you can do to help out, and you'll find that it will benefit your daily life as well as provide huge service to people in your community.
So if somebody might be interested, what's the next step?
Well, we have an application process. It's fairly involved. It's actually using an application that can be used for employment and or volunteer. It looks a little bit more complex, and I've had some people go, well, I don't know how to fill this thing out. And the answer is just put your name, put down some of your experiences, put down your education. It's not necessarily required because we're going to have the ability to train you. We have several programs that we work with on state level as well as local level on how to train people for what we do. We work with UCC as far as EMT training. It's a remarkable program that we do have, but the application starts off with just a normal application for like any other job. Put your name, put your experience, any education you have that's relevant. If you're a veteran, please think of us. And then also that's on the application. Special skills you might have, it may be the fact you have a CPR card. It may be the fact you were a veterinary assistant somewhere along the line. So all these different things come up. There's prior, if you have any prior fire, EMS service, my fire experience before I was a volunteer first, before I was a coordinator. When I put in my application, I was a firefighter in 1970, 1980. How relevant? Basically fire is fire, but the whole process you fight fire has changed, as well as EMS. It's done an immense amount of improvements on how we look at how to deal with things. Work experience, personal references, they're all general application features. Our application starts off with about 3 pages of introduction to the fire department. It talks about what the fire department was, how it began. It talks about the different responses we have. We have about currently 31 personnel. We have 6 people who are in the process of going through a probationary period. And it talks about workman's comp, meetings, it gives you a general impression of what you're expected to do at the fire department and requirements that we would have as far as any physical or physicals as far as medical physicals, as far as abilities. It doesn't necessarily require you to have to lift 50 pounds to be a part of a volunteer fire department. Just your skill, your knowledge, your base, and your heart.
So people could stop by a Glide or any of the other agencies you're working with, or just give them a call then, right?
That is correct. Also go online. Our application is online. It's a Word document that's fillable, so you can download it and then bring it in. Or if you want, download it, scan it, and send it in. But our glidefire.org is our website, so feel free to go out to that. And always, I'm a people person, so please come into the station, say hi, let me take you around. I'll do a tour, show you what we have for equipment, show you the station. We have a kitchen, we have bunk rooms for overnight. It's completely set up solar-operated, so that if power goes out, we have solar battery backups as well as a generator system. So in cases of major emergencies, a month, 2 months, whatever it may be, we'll have power and be able to serve the community.
All right, Chip Clough, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it, and hopefully look forward to seeing y'all.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.